This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
91. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome this beautiful March 9th, 2019 edition of Radio Law Talk. Again, the most exciting, fun, clearly the best show on earth, other than the, I'm going to add the alien shows and the Michael Jackson HBO show coming up. That's for sure. It's going to be a little more entertaining than Radio Law Talk. Just a touch.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. A touch more exciting than Radio Law Talk. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Stick to a local lawyer. However, I was thinking this morning, as I was discussing this before I introduced my hosts, Todd Kuhn and Denise Dirks, were here. The family's here. Cal, welcome behind the mic in the room, and Donna, our call screener today. You know what I was thinking? I think, should there be an exception to our disclaimers, Cal? I'm going to ask Cal, because he's an independent third party non-lawyer.
And I know nothing, yes.
Yeah, but he's a non-lawyer.
Perfect.
Should we have our disclaimers about not using whatever we say in Law Talk before the courts or before a judge? Do not use what Denise, Fred, and Todd say as the gospel truth. With the exception. Ready. With the exception. I'm going to repeat it twice.
Yes. With the exception.
During Thanksgiving holidays, around the table with the family. You know, let me tell you about the politics and the law. Let me let you. Here's the gospel truth. I heard it on Radio Law Talk, and Todd and Denise said the following. And then you could use that around the dinner table, Thanksgiving, the holidays.
Sure.
And
Easter,
and Christmas,
Easter.
Even Easter.
Sure. Yeah.
You could quote us to shoot down your relatives that you don't want there.
And the most perfect thing you can say to your relatives is,
you're all morons.
You could say that too.
Just say it. Just say it.
And you know why that would work?
Because it's true.
Well, the reason it would work is because typically around the table, the authority for any proposition is the infamous yet never identified where's the water?
What's that? What water? Water? I'm sorry. Listen, we were having a network issue, so our affiliates were hearing an old show until we just now switched over to the real show. So I apologize.
Cal's changing his Depend diapers right now.
Oh,
all
my
right.
Gosh. The bullets are flying. The babies are crying. I mean, I'm telling you.
Oh, poor Cal. It's not like he rolls in here last minute. He's over here working on.
You know, we were fired up, and then all of a sudden, this machine, once again, which I've got to talk to Seth about changing the settings here, because this machine said, I'm going to update now.
Oh,
and by the way, before I update, I'm not going to recognize your network. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
And before I could say no, it was gone. So,
you know, the interesting thing is technology is working against us because, I mean, Denise can verify this and Cal as well. I fired up my laptop that I do a lot of the show work off of and stuff because I'm trying to be eco-friendly as I look and see actual paper in front of my
code. No, Denise is eco-friendly. Tell them why you're eco-friendly. No, tell them why you're eco-friendly with your paper.
Oh, I recycle.
Oh, I know.
I recycle all of the paper we use for the show, all of my topics. I put them on recycled paper.
But wait.
And then I shred them.
If it wasn't for people, why did God make trees? I mean, we have to.
Well, I'm an Oregonian at heart,
right.
I protect the trees.
It's okay.
And,
heaven forbid that whole photosynthesis and they make oxygen stuff.
We protect them and we use them. That's the deal.
I fired up my computer, and the same time I see Cal over there with his panic look on his face,
Mom.
You know, kind of what happened, I'm looking at my computer and everything goes black and it just dies. And so it's like, I don't know what it is about 3:16 at 9 a.m. Pacific time, but everything went to you-know-what in a handbasket.
Beware the day after the Ides of March.
Well, I'll tell you what it's from. It's from the Huffman and Laughlin problem. That's what.
Yes.
It all started there with the scandal with the admissions. We're going to talk about
please.
That. That's going to be. I blame
rich celebrities.
You know what? Here's the deal. Guess how many people got a call? My kid didn't get in, so therefore it was because of this.
The lawsuits have already started.
I know, and we're going to talk about them. And I don't know what the rules are okay, but I'm telling you, my phones are ringing. I'm telling you right now at my law office about this scandal, but it is very interesting.
I just wonder how many parents are delusional, thinking, okay, we got to sue because this has got to be why my kid didn't get in.
Or not get in, but is not a neuroscientist.
Yes, and then they look at the GPA and the defense is, you know, we could have let in like 1,000 kids, and your kid still wouldn't have gotten in.
8,000 of the applicants at Stanford had perfect, had above 4 GPA.
Yeah, 4.2 is what I mean,
they were there, and then, I mean, look, this, obviously it's tough to get in. We get that.
I noticed Rodriguez isn't here. No. Is there a reason?
Yes.
He got into Harvard. I'm wondering now. The Harvard boy said, notice he's absent from today.
I don't know how that happened.
We're going to talk about the scandal at Harvard.
I think it's a football scandal for Rodriguez.
Yeah, I will do this just so you know.
There we go. That helps.
That's his walking up to the batter's box.
He wants that theme. For those of you calling up saying that's not appropriate, that's the theme he wanted, and that's his theme. And I'm going to try to get him in here, and pretty soon we're just going to erase him from our crew. We should just erase him. But he is. I have had people talk to me about Rodriguez, saying they love it when he comes on every once in a while.
Where's Rodriguez?
Yeah, we need to get him back in here. So he does cover for one of us when we're gone, so he'll be okay. But
Rodriguez is gone again.
Yes, he's gone again. And we're going to talk about that. And again, it's allegations. You guys have to understand. You know, I've been studying and reading about this, and it's blowing up like this happened. Now, I'm not saying it didn't happen, but right now it's a filing by the government of these allegations against all these individuals. They have rights. They're innocent until proven guilty, right?
That's right.
And we are big advocates of that on Radio Law Talk. So everything we talk about is allegations. Speaking of allegations, we've got Fear and Walking Dead lawsuit settles. We're going to talk about that. We've talked about that. I want to talk about that Daytona Speedway is asking for a liability waiver reversing of when people sign liability waivers when they go into racetracks. There's some issues there. It's really interesting to talk about that. Conan O'Brien's being sued about some jokes allegedly being stolen. Guess what? More Hollywood accounting lawsuits. And we're going to get into that. You know, why do we get into that? They go off net profits.
Yes.
So what people don't realize is, okay, so how does everybody get paid? Oh, it's off the net profits. You can do it off the gross profits or the net, but always Hollywood or most of the smart, you know, Columbia or Universal Studios or whatever, what they're going to do is they're going to do it off net profits. And there's always an argument over that.
Right, and they won't define net exactly.
Because the standard line that I learned from a lawyer long before we started doing this show was, if you'll let me figure the expenses, I'll give you any percentage of the net you want.
That's exactly right, Cal. Right. And that's why all these lawsuits are flying around.
That goes back to the, you know, the adage about playing Monopoly. If you're the banker, you never lose.
That's exactly right.
Right? Yeah. Well, maybe, I control the money.
That's right. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to, of course, do a case or no case. We have 3 hours of case or no cases coming in. And then we're going to talk about Laugh Factory, Spotify, Google. We've got all types of things to talk about with Denise and I and Todd sitting here. So we'll be back. And remember to tweet us at Radio Law Talk or call us at 855-LAW-RADIO.
What? What?
We messed up. We're 30 seconds.
We have a little bit of time, but that's all right.
That's okay. Cal, just talk. Cal.
I will just tell people that you're listening to Radio Law Talk on, don't forget that you can hear all past episodes, or at least most of them, on RadioLawTalk.com. There is no charge for accessing any of those great programs, and yes, you may take them to court and present them as audio evidence to any judge that will listen. We'll be right back.
Oh. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Sturks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at Penny & Associates.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
I would do disclaimers, but they just had a wonderful disclaimer commercial on, so I enjoyed that very much. Cal, this is the most important part of hour one, two, and three. It's where I will catch up and pass Denise Dirks as the leader of case. Or no case.
Or you will fall backward and end up near Todd.
It will not.
Oh. You've got to fall pretty
now
far
it's
back.
Time to play case or no case.
Yay! Current score. Let's see. Fred has 14 points.
Yeah.
Denise has 19 points.
Ooh.
And Todd Kunin has 8 points.
Oh.
And so we begin our case or no case in South Central Indiana, the Quad Cities, and the studios of KORB Radio. KORB Radio, a hard rock station in the year 2000. Like many stations back then, KORB had what they called a morning zoo radio show with a bunch of people on it. And Ben Stone, one of the hosts, an on-air personality, made an outrageous promise. He said, if you'll get the station's call letters and logo tattooed on your forehead, we'll give you $150,000. Well, listening to the show was David Winkleman and his stepson, Richard Goddard. They ran right down to the studio and said, and I will try to do this in the best voice I can, hi, is this here thing real? And they said, yep, it is. We assure you that it is real. And so the next stop was the tattoo parlor, and both of them got tattooed on their head, 93 Rock, the Quad City Rocker, tattooed right there on their foreheads. They went back to the station in breathless anticipation of a huge payday. And Mr. Stone said, it's a practical joke. We're not going to give you any money. What are you, out of your mind? Or minds, I should say. There were two of them. The men did get their pictures posted in the lobby and on the station's website. Winkleman lost his job. Goddard couldn't find work because, you know, we had this tattoo on his forehead. And so they decided to do something about it. And so I ask you, Mr. Kunin.
Okay, ask me.
Case. Or no case.
Well, you know,
tattooed on their forehead.
And it was K-O-R-B?
K-O-R-B.
Welcome to K-O-R-B in Cincinnati.
The Quad City Rocker.
The Quad City Rocker. Well, you know, look, the morning shows and radio shows do some strange stuff. And you said they went down and verified, and they said that this was actual
went
legit.
Went down and said, is this legit? If we get this done, you're really going to pay us? And they said, sure. Sure we will. Yeah, sure.
I am so far behind. I am so far behind. And this is so outrageous and so stupid.
Yes.
So stupid on the part of the radio station that somebody would go in person. Look, if you're going to tell somebody it's a joke, I'm not really going to. When they show up in person, that's when you tell them. And I would think that anybody worth their salt would know this. I'm going to say that this is based on a true story, but no case. I'm going no case. I need points and
no
bigger
goal. No case. All right. Mr. Penny, what say you?
I wish I knew about this in 2000 because I would go down and say to the individual, is this true? And then when they said yes, I would record it if I could. And then I would go down to the parlor and you can get non-permanent tattoos because I believe they probably just said the word you get a tattoo and the definition of tattoo is probably vague and ambiguous. I would tattoo the 93 Rock, the Quad City Rock on my forehead and it would be one of those that removes after about a week or two and I would say give me my 150. But you know what? This is a true story, but it's not a case.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, Denise Dirks, what say you, case
you know, this,
or no case?
This takes me back a little bit to when, on our very show, Chris Rodriguez said he'd give $20 to anybody from
Amargosa Valley
called in, and by goodness sakes, we had somebody call in, and we all forced him to put $20.
I think we sent him to $20, didn't we?
We did.
Bill from Amargosa Valley.
Absolutely.
Right.
So this does remind me of that little event. I have to ask one question real quickly.
Sure, sure.
What was it that Ben Stone actually said? Because I missed that little portion.
Ben Stone said, if you'll get a logo tattooed on your forehead, we'll give you $150,000.
Oh, he said logo and he didn't say K-O-R-B.
Well, that meant their statement, which is, you know, the Quad Cities Rocker. He meant the whole thing. Well, that's what they got. They did the whole thing.
Okay, so they followed what he said.
Yeah, they followed that side of the agreement without any problem at all.
Because I really am not at risk of much here, I'm going to go ahead and say it's a case.
You have to. You have to.
And I'm going to say that the two tattooed men got $150,000.
Mm. Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
So
now things are getting interesting.
Todd, we can either catch her or not. But all I got to say, I think I had the greatest comeback in getting a non-permanent tattoo. Don't you think, Denise and Todd, no matter what happened, that was the smartest thing to come across? Well, that's a way to make money.
Well, in Idaho, when we did this...
You could have gotten a henna tattoo.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Forgive me. In Idaho, when we did this on the Kissin', the rocker, KSNN, we required a brand on your behind.
Oh.
And then everybody knew it was a joke, you know. But
Cal, did you have to check to make sure they put the brand on?
I think we just said this, and of course nobody ever did it. It was just a running joke.
Cal Hunter sitting in his chair. All right, come across, ma'am. Up. Yep, she's got a sir. Come on. Oh,
ooh,
no.
I can't see it through all that hair. Ooh, shouldn't have put it there, sir. Oh.
Cal Hunter's days.
First contestant. Grandma!
No, here's the best part. Three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner. Yeah, I think Cal Hunter should win, but I think he was doing the tattoo thing in Idaho. Let's pass on that one.
it's why you lose good awards, apparently. Exactly right. So we have about a minute left here, and Todd, I just want to know your thinking here on your answer very quickly, if you would, please.
Go to the guy who's got a history of being long-winded in his answers. Todd, you didn't bluster on enough. I get this.
No, I just want to know.
Here's the deal. First off, I have 8 points, all right? I have 8 points, and I figured if I said no, this was tactical, that Denise would guess that this was a case because she's so far ahead. So this is the only way that I can make up points. That's one.
Okay,
Two, this is so ridiculous.
Totally. That's why I did it.
So ridiculous and so such an obvious way to avoid liability. Okay, when they came in, that's when they should have said, they're not on the air, just tell somebody in person, yeah, this is a joke, don't do this. I just don't think any of that happened. That's my reasoning.
Okay, fair enough. We'll come back and give you the honest answer here on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Sturks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, adoptions, guardianships, even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy Saturday for the 2020 candidates who are trying to unseat President Trump as they hit the campaign trail. Four candidates are crisscrossing Iowa, including Robert O'Rourke.
And I think my experience, the way in which I've served, the way in which I've campaigned in Texas, what I'm learning from you here in Iowa, leads me to be able to help lead this country at its moment of truth.
New Zealand's Prime Minister says Friday's deadly attack on two mosques can only be described as a terrorist attack. Three people have been arrested and one man has been charged with murder. At least 49 people were killed and many others were wounded in the mass shooting. Thousands of folks wearing green are descending on Chicago this weekend to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. The festivities all began with the dyeing of the Chicago River green. The St. Patrick's Day parade is set to begin soon, and New Yorkers already had their chance as their parade was earlier Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Remember the Most Exciting and Entertaining and Probably Influential Radio Show on Earth, other than, again, the Alien Show and maybe Michael Jackson show on HBO. Did you guys end up watching that?
Oh, my God.
Okay, I didn't watch it. Did you watch it, Tom?
I watched the first probably 80% of the first episode. Then I had other things that I had to do. But I watched that, and just a warning to anybody that wants to watch it. They describe... The two victims describe
in detail
what happened. And at first you would go, why do they have to do that? Okay. And I agree with that. But the reason why I think it's important is because this gives, and again, it's all allegations and whatnot, but this gives a step-by-step rundown of how an alleged predator takes advantage of and grooms a child from introduction to commission of the act and how long it takes. And the reason why I think it's important is that if you watch that, any parent watching that would be put on notice that your guard needs to be up. It just does. And this is something that you need to look at, because it's not like... Well, I say that. I don't want to spoil any of the stuff.
Yeah, let's not spoil it.
But I'll just say that one of the victims, the kid in America that did the Pepsi commercial,
right.
That was a course of conduct over years that went from introduction to finally engaging in acts. The kid from Australia who was the dance instructor who won the dance contest, you know, they had contact with each other, but from...
Wow.
And so, but you see exactly how an alleged predator goes in, what they do, how they manipulate. The stories between the two were so consistent. And as a former prosecutor of this, I can tell you that I saw this scenario happen time and time again, driving the wedge between parents and the kid. And it's instructive. If you can stomach the descriptions that they have in there, it is very instructive for people to see, to stay away from that kind of conduct.
Yeah, and we have to always remember it's allegations.
It is.
And we have to throw in the other side, which is the estate of Michael Jackson is saying that these individuals had testified before, that nothing happened, and now later. And by the way, there was lawsuits, and they lost the lawsuits,
yes,
which are up on appeal, and this is all in rebuttal to those lawsuits. This is why they've done that. So don't forget, there's always two sides of the story. Michael Jackson's not here to, you know, defend himself.
And
so that's why, as lawyers, we've got to understand it's allegations. I'm not sticking up for anyone, but I want everybody to understand there's two sides of the story.
And these are two individuals who, about 10 years ago in a criminal case, said nothing happened.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
but you know what I'm really interested in? Case or no case?
Yes. All right. All right. We had to get off.
Let's get back to the serious stuff here. Remember, a couple of men listened to a radio station, and the radio station said, hey, if you'll get our logo and phrase tattooed on your forehead, you get $150,000. So David Winkleman and his stepson, Richard Goddard, went to the station, asked if it was real, then went to the tattoo shop, and then for them it was very real. And then they went back to the station and said, where's the money? And Denise said,
and they said, by the way, it was fake. What? Finish the story.
Oh, well, the radio station, when they came back for the actual check, they said, are you kidding me? How do you mind? Yeah. So Denise
said it was a case, and that the two people that got the tattoos win $150,000.
Fred, you said it was a case, and...
Well, no, I said it's a real story, but not a case.
Oh, and you...
Yes, he said the exact same thing as me. Based on a true story, but not a real case.
Well... For those of you who said, this is fun. For those of you who said it was a case.
Oh my God! Tom, you spoke again. Drum roll.
My sakes, I was trying to lose.
Denise is trying to help us out, and she just automatically just wins.
But the men sued, claiming the station breached a promise and publicly ridiculed them for their greed and lack of common sense, which they did on the morning zoo. Can you believe some idiots actually did this? You know that. Neither of the plaintiffs, however, showed up in court, so the case was dismissed.
Oh, so Denise only got 1 point.
But wait, there's more. Oh. In a couple of months, the station flipped formats to easy listening.
Smart.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
That's interesting, Cal.
Case or no case.
Cal, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So you got a radio station, you're in the biz.
Yeah.
You got a radio station that is, in a couple of months after this, they switched to easy listening. Could that be indicative, multi-part question, could that be indicative that... maybe they weren't quite cutting it financially as the station that they were. They were looking at changing. And is it possible, under the theory that there is no such thing as bad press, that some people filing a lawsuit, getting the radio station in hot water, and then not showing up for court is all part of some sort of coordinated ploy?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And not saying that has any effect on my...
We don't know that that happened, but that was the first thing that crossed my mind, is either they paid them off or the thing was a bit of a joke. However, they still... they were unemployed. I mean, they didn't have a job or anything.
Did it show? Actually, they showed.
They did. They were so embarrassed, apparently, by the whole thing that they just said, "We're not even going to go to court. This is enough. They don't have any money. We're not going to get any money." And they just didn't show.
I would just tattoo over it, "I was duped,"
or put a big L right there.
Yeah, or Radio Law Talk. Maybe they put a Radio Law Talk on there. Don't do that, though. No, we're not going
to. No, wait. If you can get a fake tattoo of Radio Law Talk on your bicep and show it to us, we'll send you like a Radio Law Talk T-shirt.
Oh,
right?
A T-shirt. Yeah, that's a good idea.
We could do that.
It's got to be fake, though. It's got to be one.
No, we don't want a real tattoo.
No, it's got to be erasable. That's easy.
We don't like. like graffiti on the graffiti on the temple,
no,
as it were.
No. Right, well, thank you, Cal.
Yes, you're
that was Case and Rumpkins. That was a good one.
Thank
so
you.
Let's, you know, what some interesting things are going on in Hollywood. I know that some people could care less about Hollywood, but they're interesting. There's lawsuits all the time where Hollywood is suing each other for a couple of things. Trademark infringement, which in other words, or copyright, in other words, hey, you stole this from me, you stole that, you took this, you took that. There's big issues, right?
Yes.
Or they're always suing for accounting issues. What's that mean? Accounting issues are when you go and, you know, there's a big show or a big movie that's produced, everyone gets paid a little bit. And I know, you know, even down to the, you know, the assistant producer. And some of them are paid a percentage of the gross revenue and or the net revenue. Now, the powerful people who are smart say, we will go off the gross revenue. And as Cal said to us during the break, he said, oh, what was it, Cal? You said something to the effect that,
if you'll let me figure the expenses, I'll give you any percentage of the net you want.
That's exactly right. And that's in the show business. They say that as a joke. So it's very difficult to get a gross revenue cut because guess what? The studios are kind of smart. So we're going to discuss that. The first one we're going to discuss is about Conan O'Brien, who is being sued supposedly for stealing a joke, Todd. You were talking about that.
Yes. So, Cal?
This goes back to old radio, Jack Benny and Fred Allen. Fred Allen one time said that Jack Benny was listening to his radio station so hard, laughed so hard that he dropped his pencil.
Oh, my
I mean, they've
gosh.
Been accusing each other of stealing jokes forever.
I didn't know that.
Ever,
this is something that is in the comedy industry. Rosie O'Donnell was accused of stealing jokes back when she was a stand-up comedian. And, you know, the hard part is it's difficult to say when did the idea, who was the first person that came up with the idea for the joke? Because if something's funny, if something's obvious, and you have people that are professionals in the field, well, this can happen. Well, you know, that multiple people could come up with a joke at the same time. Well, Conan O'Brien, obviously, he's got his show, and there's a comedian out there who claims that the writers for Conan O'Brien stole his ideas from his act, and somehow they figured out that it was something that he had said, and that made it into Conan O'Brien's monologue. And one of the examples, for example, the defense for Conan O'Brien has been, look, your jokes were so generic and obvious that there's nothing unique about them. And here's the sample joke. Back when the Patriots beat the Seahawks in the Super Bowl, and it was largely part to a coaching error, so they believed. They said, Tom Brady wants to give his MVP truck to the player that helped them win the Super Bowl, so he's giving it to Pete Carroll. Well, that's a joke that
is
something.
No, that's the dumbest joke in the world.
I know, but that's an example. Now, we're moving into break. We'll probably pick this up when we come back from the break. But that's an example of the type of jokes that he's claiming were stolen. But it made it past. It made it past the summary judgment phase. So this is currently set to go to trial.
We'll be right back.
I was going to tell you a joke about time travel, but you didn't like it. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The attorneys you hear on the panel at RadioLawTalk.com are all licensed to practice law in California. But if you want a lawyer, no matter where you're listening, you can check our website, RadioLawTalk.com. There's a button there that says, Talk to a Lawyer. Press it. It's that easy. And of course, we thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk.
So this comedian, Alex Kaysberg, is trying to claim that Conan O'Brien stole this joke from him, or his writers did. By the way, it was from, he claims, from his social media is where it was stolen. And by the way, the joke was about a 4 or a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being a good joke. So finish up what you were saying, though.
Yeah, so we've kind of covered the jokes and everything like that. Now, Conan O'Brien is coming back, and he is countersuing. But the basis and complaining, but the basis of Conan O'Brien's complaint isn't, you know, it's not a, well, no, you stole the joke from me type thing. His complaint is, well, hold on a second here. You're getting into some information that's confidential that I don't want to get out about my finances, about what's going on, you know, with all of that, which is causing what's called a bifurcation in the suit, where we'll deal with whether or not, in one half, we'll deal with whether or not there was a copyright infringement first, and then after we deal with the infringement issue, then we'll go and deal with the damages issue, which raises finances.
Not to interrupt, but no. If
yes.
So, if
yes.
they file
yes.
it guilty,
if they do the one,
right,
then they do the other, and they don't even need to get to that. And that's where O'Brien is coming in, saying, why is it that that anybody is even talking about finances if we haven't settled the issue about whether or not there was infringement. Because if there's not, now my finances have been, and stuff about my how the show is financed has been unduly published in the court, which is public record, and published in public opinion before there's even been a determination of culpability here. And that's not specific to lawsuits like this. Denise, you deal with this in family law.
Well, I do. In this particular case for Conan, though, it's even more important. It's his finances are not relevant to the issue of whether or not there's liability.
Or company's finances.
Or the company's finances are not relevant to that. So if you bifurcate that issue of liability out first and decide that issue, you only get to the relevance of financial information if there is, in fact, liability. In the family law arena, we do something we call bifurcate the marital status. And what we do is we take and just deal with the marital status and terminate it. So in a divorce, you can get your divorce earlier rather than having to wait until the property issues or the custody issues or the financial issues are resolved. So you can, we call that a bifurcation and termination of marital status. We do that quite often.
So for example, in California, it's a 6 month from the time of filing, and the earliest that a divorce could be completed.
It's six months and one day.
Right?
After the respondent served.
So what you're saying is that theoretically, if they got everything worked out with the exception of some of these issues they have to deal with, you could get the divorce, theoretically, 6 months and one day, and still have issues to deal with, but both would go back to the status of single people, then that's what they want, and they would be able to move on with their lives with that, still having to deal with other issues, right?
Yes, that's true.
In the criminal realm, this is where it comes up. For example, let's say somebody's got a DUI with priors, okay, and let's say it makes it a felony. Right now, you don't want somebody to go and have a jury know all about the prior DUIs when they're trying to figure out if the person's guilty of DUI here in the new case, because you don't want the jury to say, oh, my gosh, well, if you've done it 3 times in the past, you're probably guilty now.
Right.
So what they will do is they'll bifurcate it. They'll say, all right, we are just going to educate the jury. It's kind of interesting to see the look on jurors' faces when this happens. The jury doesn't even know there's an issue about priors. They sit there and they listen to the whole case about the DUI, and they make this determination, and they'll come back. You know, let's say they come back and they come back with a verdict of guilty. Okay. All right. We believe, sir, that you were driving drunk on this day. And you see the jury, they're starting to, all right, we've done our duty and we're getting ready to leave. And they start to pack up and they probably called family members and said, we'll all be home in an hour. We're almost done. And then the judge will say, before you go, there's another trial that we need to do. And every juror looks at it and goes, oh, crap. Well, what's the issue? Well, the issue here is now you have to determine whether or not he's guilty of the 3 prior times that he picked up a DUI. And you just see the jury. You know they were deliberating, probably in the back, like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to ruin this guy's life. It's a closed case. Holy crap, what do we do? He seems like such a person. He'd never drink and drive. And they're like, what? He's got 5 priors.
Yeah. Interesting. You know, the interesting thing about this, before we go on, is the attorney for Conan also said, okay, if I lose on this issue and you're not going to bifurcate it, that the jury's going to hear all about the case and the finances, at least let's close the courtroom doors when any financial information it comes up. Because don't forget, people don't realize this, a lot of cases are open door. You can come as a citizen and come and listen to the case.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. It's up to the judge. Some judges close it. Some judges keep it open. Some judges even allow a film, or some judges, allow it to be filmed, and some just allow audio.
But the point is that that's how a lot of reporters get their information. They just go in as a member of the general public and sit down. If the judge says, we don't want any cameras in here, well, then you just try to get in the gallery and take notes and do the best
you
can.
Right. So that's what they're saying here in this case is, okay, if we lose, just keep everybody out of the courtroom, Your Honor, when we talk about finances. So we'll see what happens on that. This is going to be interesting. We'll follow that case, as of many other cases we keep following. But we've got it right on the same. We got to stay on this same topic. The Laugh Factory is a well-known comedian kind of place to go and get your feet wet. You know, and so this Laugh Factory was sued by supposedly, I'm going to quote, the funniest person in the world, and for what, $150,000 that he believes is owed to them, $100,000 cash in a supposed prize that was owed.
Yeah.
And then so Laugh Factory countersues and is saying that you're stealing our trade secrets.
That's right. And so what happened was this was a contest, and that's how he was deemed to be the funniest person in the world. I'm waiting for the lawsuits from people who go, wait a minute. I'm the funniest person in the world, along the same lines. I'm still waiting for an alien to come in and come down to, you know, the United States and sue Donald Trump, the owner of the Miss Universe pageant, and say, excuse me here. Excuse me. we did not get notice of this contest, and quite frankly, we have somebody over on Delta 5 that we think is hot. I mean, she's got 90-foot legs and 5 arms.
17 and eyeballs and man of shield looker.
Holy Toledo.
Yeah. You wouldn't say Toledo. Holy Colon.
Holy Colon, yes. You know, and so, good one, Fred. So, yeah, I mean, but... We digress, as commonly happens on this show.
No. Denise is shaking her head.
She's like, oh, my God.
Three boys. I'm going to digress. I got a phone call from Denise the other day, and I'm going to tell on Denise.
Please.
And she said, she's like, you know, I think I'm rolling in and doing a little bit better with you guys, and I'm just kind of being a little more loose like you guys. I said, Denise. No, stay the way you are. The three amigos, the three musketeers, the three little pigs, the three idiots, the three stooges, Cal, Fred, and Todd, need some stability.
Yeah,
you know, so, Denise, I said, do not change who you are.
You know what happens when everybody goes to the same side of the dinghy. It capsizes. So
anyway, there you go, Denise.
Well, back to the story.
Oh, yes.
See, there you go. There you go.
Speaking of dinging. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, the Laugh Factory did something unique here. We've got this comedian who went and, you know, did his jokes and all that, and he said that he was then called the funniest person in the world, that he was deemed from that from one of the clubs, and that he went to go collect his prize of $100,000, and they said no, and they wouldn't pay him. So he sued. They countersued, saying that he only put up that front of that time to pretend like he was actually a comedian to steal their private proprietorship information and to use it in Malaysia. So that's kind of the it in the butt. And we don't know how it's going to end, but we're going to follow this.
So he wanted to steal the show and run the show in Malaysia?
Just the copyright, all the trademarks, all of the propriety information from the show. And then he's going to open his home comedy club.
Yeah, that's the funniest man in the world.
And lastly, one thing. Apparently the defendant, the Laugh Factory, says they have in writing that the comedian was told that to get the $100,000, you have to make 10 scheduled trips to perform in clubs in the United States to get it. If they can prove that was in writing before the show, I think it's game over for the comedian.
We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.